Why do I want to get my business onto Unlocking Cornish Potential's Graduate Startup Scheme 2011?
Hi, my name is Dr. David Pooley, and just to briefly explain the business concept, I have an academic and some commercial experience in wholesale biosensing systems, and I hope to develop a device for detecting and measuring water quality. I'm Cornish, so it was something locally based here in Cornwall, and it was recommended to me actually by somebody who's excellent in terms of developing acumen in business.
My name's Joanne Upton. The business that I've started up is called Eco Outsource. It's an environmental outsourcing and consultancy service that delivers environmental business support to the commercial sector. Critically, it's the mentoring support, so it's people there that have been there, done that and got the T-shirt, really. So just getting their support and guidance throughout these kind of critical early months is a bit that I'm really kind of hoping to gain from, really.
My name's Cheryl Horton, and my business is called Old Hollywood, and I make tasseled and decorative earplugs. It's getting the help of professionals, people who are in business and can tell you how to avoid all the traps and pitfalls that someone inexperienced like myself might otherwise fall into, getting that invaluable advice, really. My products I'm hoping to get manufactured, and I think that could be one huge pitfall in itself, trying to work out how to get that done with the best price without getting ripped off or falling into all the various other traps, especially if you have to go out of the country to do it, etc. That's a frightening experience at the minute, which I'm hoping someone might be able to guide me through.
My name is Shani Kavanagh. My business name is Honest, that's H-O-N-I-S-T, and I am setting up a centre for the face. It's going to combine six income streams, but two is the retail of non-toxic, environmental, safe, properly natural and organic products. I need to start at the very beginning of the project, so the grand scheme is being looked at by investors and things, but I need to start really hands-on. So I need to set up a website and I need to start buying products and selling them on a local basis, and that's the first milestone of the business. Once that's been achieved, then we can look at setting up a high street shop and clinic.